Welcome to the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, brought to you by Oracle Analytics Cloud, your story powered by data.
I'm Dan Smucker, and I'll be your host for the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, where we discuss all analytics all the time.
Today, we'll be discussing the results of a study by Longitude. But before we jump into that, I want to welcome Barry Muster, Senior Director of Product Marketing, Oracle Analytics Cloud, to help us set up the topic of the study, and the topic is analytics in the cloud. Welcome, Barry.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Barry, you've been able to talk to many companies and really have a good pulse on the future of analytics. So what are some of the top reasons companies are moving their analytics to the cloud?
Well, the simple answer is cost. Organizations no longer need to deploy and maintain their own data centers, which bring a large capital expenditure for the hardware and the facilities. Also, there are massive savings on the subscription models of the cloud services versus the traditional purchasing of on-premises named user licenses. Secondly, it's also increasing the user's self-service to boost productivity and efficiency within the business. Another big benefit of cloud analytics is that it can leverage all existing on-premises data sources, but it can include any new modern SaaS or even personal data sources like Excel through a hybrid model of connectivity. And this can effectively increase the value of your investment of existing on-premises systems.
Understood. So what are some of the benefits companies are seeing when transitioning their analytics to the cloud?
Firstly, cloud has brought a new level of self-service, enabling business users in the departments, you know, like finance, HR, and marketing, and so forth, to become data-driven without the reliance on IT to provide that data in the first place. They can blend data from internal corporate sources like your GL, your CRM, your data warehouse, or personal Excel workbooks that they have on their local desktops. And they use that to get a complete and actionable view of their business. Second, cloud has brought about new technologies like machine learning that helps business professionals process larger amounts of data more accurately. And that can lead to more trustworthy decisions and predictions.
What else are you seeing out in the marketplace? How else are companies reaping the benefits of analytics in the cloud?
Spinning up new cloud environments is incredibly fast and easy. Gone are the days where users are waiting on IT to provide a test environment with the latest data. Finance, for example, they're able to create and model more business scenarios in the same amount of time than ever before. Whereas they might have only created three scenarios on premises previously, they may now, with cloud, be able to create 6 or 10 scenarios and ultimately discover that the best business strategy actually surfaces in scenario number 8, which would have entirely been missed previously when they could model only 3 scenarios.
So Barry, we really need to dive into the study results now. This was very informative. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Michael Singer will now lead the way.
Hello. My name is Michael Singer. We are very excited to discuss the results of an independent study done by Longitude and co-sponsored by Oracle and Intel. I am sitting here with my guest and head of Oracle Analytics Product Marketing, Jake Krakauer. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Michael. Nice to be here.
Before we dive into the results, let's talk about what this Longitude study covers and why the report was put together.
Sure. That's a great place to start. We surveyed over 700 senior IT professionals across the globe to understand how they are using analytics, and more specifically, how they are using analytics in the cloud.
So did you find then that there was a push for companies to move their data into the cloud?
It looks like about 60% of the IT executives polled are managing and storing at least some of their data in the cloud. And the main reason is to improve their analytics capabilities. Roughly another third of execs are planning to move data to the cloud in the next few years.
And is that then leading to organizations taking advantage of analytics in the cloud?
Yes, many are using and improving their analytics capabilities. For example, 67% of those organizations who have invested in the cloud are using the latest analytics modeling techniques. This puts them at a distinct advantage from other companies that have not jumped on board. One of the key priorities for IT execs today is to figure out how to migrate databases to the cloud with analytics as part of that migration, in order to leverage the value of their data.
I see. So what are some of the reasons that companies are moving to analytics in the cloud then?
The biggest driver is the potential to integrate the entire data analysis value chain into a single platform. In other words, to dispense with the departmental silos and multiple analytic tools that we're familiar with, and to use all data for analysis. Some other factors are a greater need for flexibility, meaning you can start small and scale at your own pace. Next, the advantages of speed, so you can get up and running quickly. And finally, machine learning techniques that enable predictive capability. So we are seeing that cloud analytics is a competitive advantage for companies that embrace it.
So Jake, did this study confirm anything for you?
Well, there were definitely some aha moments, but it did validate a few areas that we have been seeing with our customers. For example, analytics in the cloud helps companies work smarter with all data and to integrate data from all sources. They're getting business insight more quickly, and analytics in the cloud is allowing business people to analyze and share insights with others in the organization across departments and regions.
So based on the study and what you've just said, it sounds like most companies are doing well and they're on their way to enjoying having data and analytics in the cloud.
Yes, that's true, but there is still work to be done. The study showed that 41% of the organizations polled are able to analyze most types of data, and only 36% overall are able to visualize that data. Cloud analytics has the potential to dramatically improve those results.
Then, Jake, I have to ask you, why is it that companies are not jumping wholeheartedly into this and putting their analytics in the cloud?
Well, we found there are a few reasons. Some companies have fears around data security. Others are concerned about just dealing with the pure magnitude of data volume. They're also concerned about getting a good return on their investment. But we do see that most recognize the benefits and increasingly are afraid of being left behind by their cloud-enabled competitors who are innovating at a much faster pace.
Interesting. Well, Jake, thank you for sharing some of the insights around the study. It sounds like it's a great read and full of useful information.
Yes, it is. A lot of useful information. So thank you for having me here today.
And that's all the time we have for today's Analytics Drill Down podcast. For more information and to download the Longitude study, go to oracle.com/go-to/your-platform.